AP Radio News.
I'm Tim McGuire. An official from the French Interior Ministry says 400 firefighters at the scene of the fire that is gutting Notre Dame Cathedral, but they may not be able to save the iconic church. Cardinal Timothy Dolan talking about his reaction.
While our sorrow couldn't come close to that gripping the heart of the French nation, it is certainly sincere and it's certainly deep. And I'm just hoping that the expression of that solidarity might bring a little consolation to the people of Paris.
The cathedral took some 200 years to build in the medieval time, starting in the year 1160. There are worries now that the entire structure may be destroyed. At least 9 people are dead in severe weather that hit over the weekend into today. An elderly woman in Virginia, the latest victim, killed by a falling tree that hit her home. Storms also led to flight cancellations and delays. Leah Rudberg was stuck at the airport in Charlotte, North Carolina.
This is very, very, very difficult, and the help is negligible.
There was more tornado damage in Ohio and Pennsylvania overnight, plus high winds from the storm hit the East Coast, causing damage in New Jersey this morning. Come Thursday morning, the Justice Department is expected to release a redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says the release means people will be able to make up their own minds about Attorney General William Barr's summary of the report, which he put out shortly after getting that report from Mueller.
His review of the facts and his decision was that it didn't. However, that doesn't mean that the rest of us aren't going to have a different opinion.
Shortly after the announcement, President Trump tweeted an attack on the origins of the investigation. This is AP Radio News. This could be the worst year for measles in this country in 25 years.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report 555 measles cases have been confirmed so far this year in 20 states. Nearly two-thirds of the cases have been in New York, most of them involving unvaccinated people in Orthodox Jewish communities. Measles outbreaks, defined as 3 or more cases, have also been reported this year in New Jersey, Michigan, Washington State, and California. The overall tally is already the most since 2014 and on pace for the most in 25 years. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Not guilty pleas today from actress Lori Loughlin and her husband to charges they paid bribes of $500,000 to get their daughters into the University of Southern California. The two are among 50 people charged in the sweeping college admission scandal that's embroiled elite schools across the country, including Stanford, Georgetown, and Yale. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.